众。
Please be seated.
我们大家一同打开罗马书第十二章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们今天要读第九节。
We want to read from verse 9.
我们单单读第九节。
Only verse 9.
我先念一遍，以后你们一同开声来念。罗马书第十二章第九节，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。大家一同来读，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。请杨长老给我们念一次英文的圣经。
Romans chapter 12 verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
另外一个翻译 love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. 我们感谢上帝今天给我们进到第九节的讲解了。
We give thanks to God that we are now at verse 9.
我们上个礼拜已经这个结束了几个在教会中间恩赐的应用的问题。
And last week we already concluded talking about the gifts of the church.
保罗现在就提到了另外一些生活的原则的问题。
The apostle Paul now talk about life principles.
当他一开始这一段的时候
，When he started this passage，
他就把第一个字重要的原理提出来了。
He show us the most important principle by the very first word.
这是什么呢
？What word is this？
就是爱。
The word of love.
爱是人生命中间最重要的一个元素。
Love is the most important essence in the life of man.
爱把生命产生出来。
Love produces life.
爱把生命建造起来。
Love builds life.
我们的存在是因为我们父母的爱所产生出来的。
We are a product of the love of our parents.
所以爱是生命最重要的元素。
And so it is the most important essence of life.
这个生命与爱没有发生关系的时候
，When a life has no love in it，
这个生命一定是不健全的。
Surely this life is an unhealthy one.
一定是不正常的
，and an abnormal one.
而是一定是没有办法发展起来
，and surely it will not develop.
所以一个人领受的爱怎么样的
？And so the type of love we receive，
他的生命、他的个性会变成怎么样
？Will influence our life and our character.
如果一个人领受的爱是正常的爱
，If we have received a normal love，
这个生命的发展一定是正常的。
Our life will develop normally.
如果一个人所领受的爱是假的爱
，But if a person receives false love，
是勉强的爱
，A love that's out of compulsion，
是虚伪的爱
，A love that's hypocritical，
是自私的爱
，A selfish love，
是有其他的动机的爱
，A love with other motives。
严格说，这些的爱就不是真正纯洁的爱。
Strictly speaking, these are not pure love.
但是自从亚当夏娃犯罪以后
，But since the fall of Adam and Eve，
人这一份最宝贵的感情
，This most precious emotion，
已经掺杂了许多邪恶的成分
，It's already mixed with a lot of impurity and evil.
所以我们看见受爱的人就蒙受了这些成分所带来的亏损。
And so when we receive love, we also take on all these impurities.
他们以后的生命的发展就不正常了。
And our life will develop abnormally.
接着我们看见有溺爱。
For example, the indulgence in love.
有这个偏爱。
Or bias in love.
有虚假的爱。
Or false love.
有利用性的爱。
Or love that makes use of others.
当这些被爱者发现这个感情的背后有其他的动机的时候
，When a person that receives the love realizes the motives,
他们就无形之中受了不有正式目的的非目的的教育。
And they will be educated by the fact that what there was a wrong motive.
什么叫做不教义的教育呢？
What sort of education is this?
非目的的教育呢
？A education with the wrong motive.
你不要教的，结果教成功的。
It means that you educated somebody with things that you do not want to teach him.
你不想教的，结果真的被教成。
And the person learned things that you do not want to teach.
你想教的教不成。
But the things you want to teach, he doesn't learn.
我举一个很简单的例子。
A simple illustration.
一个母亲对这个孩子很讨厌。
Maybe when a mother dislike a child,
所以她每一次讲话都用骂。
She would have scolded him every time.
用很发泄怒气的那种声音来管教。
With a tone that expresses her anger.
严格的说呢，这不是管教。
Strictly speaking, this is not discipline.
因为她先没有办法解决自己心里的困难。
In the first place, the mother could not solve her own problem.
她没有办法解决要受教育的人所有的困难。
And so she cannot solve the one that is to be educated.
所以当她说你要乖乖，听见没有？
And so when she said, behave yourself.
你要孝敬父母，听见没有？
And be filial to your parents.
你做人不可以这样，是不是？
You cannot do this.
这个讲的人以为他正在教。
The person who says that may be thinking that she is teaching.
结果听的人说什么呢？
But the person who is listening would have learned
就对你讲话要这样大声才有权威,
that you ought to shout in order to have power.
这些话语的内容没有进去,
the contents of the words would not have gone in.
这种仇恨表达出来态度就进去,
but the expression of hatred would have been learned.
所以我爱你谁讲你, 你懂不懂?
We love you, so I'm scolding you.
他的词句充满了最好的名词,
although the words have the best intentions,
他的口气 表现是最坏的心情,
but the tone manifested the ill feeling.
所以他想要教的那些话都教不成,
so although she wanted to teach something, it did not go through.
他没有想到他的这个态度结果教成他还是变成那个样子,
and unknowingly the child would have learned the bad attitude.
这个叫做不教义的教义,
and so this is education with the wrong goal.
不是正式的目的的教义, 结果成功了,
and you have educated the person with the wrong things.
真正目的的教育没有教成功,
and you have not educated with the right intention.
你看这个社会充满这一类的情形,
we know that the society is filled with such things.
你把今天我讲的这一点,
using this point that I just mentioned,
在反射到社会许多畸形发展的事情的时候,
and when you reflect upon the things that we see in the society,
你就发觉人实实在在是掉在罪恶的陷阱的里面,
you will see that humanity indeed is in the trap of sin.
我们都知道贪污是不好的,
all of us know that bribery is wrong.
所以每一个国家都有反贪污的运动,
and so every country there's an anti-bribery movement.
反贪污运动的结果是什么呢?
But usually it ended
就是把贪污的人拉下来,
with a situation where those who receive bribe are pulled down,
自己填入那个位置再继续贪污,
but then the person who replaced him will just continue.
理念中间都知道贪污不好,
so in our reason we know that bribery is wrong.
实际的生活没有一个时代教导这个事情教导成功,
but in pragmatic life not a single generation has succeeded in this area.
反贪污的运动,
so an anti-bribery movement,
真正的一句话说你已经贪污很久了下来, 现在轮到我,
actually it means you have taken the goods for so long, now it's my turn.
我反对你贪污,
I'm opposed to you receiving bribe.
不是反对贪污,
not that I'm opposed to bribery,
是反对你贪污,
but that you are receiving the bribe.
至于我贪污我就不反对,
but I'm not opposed to me receiving the bribe.
每一个时代就用最好的口号欺骗百姓,
so in every generation they have the best slogans to fool the people.
动机来说不是纯心欺骗,
although from the motive they did not intend it to be.
每一个时代都有些有志气的青年人盼望把国家搞好,
in every generation there are young people with aspiration to build up the country.
等到他得到真正的政权以后,
but when they receive true power,
也不是他自己一定甘心要堕落,
it doesn't mean that they wanted to fall,
但他就在罪性的捆绑,
but because they are trapped with sin,
传统的服事中间,
and within all the past habits,
又掉在同样的困难中间,
they will fall into the same trap.
1996年的时候,
in 1996, I was preaching in Russia. At that time, the Soviet Union was gone.
原来的圣彼得堡本来叫做列宁格拉,
and in Leningrad,
那我再来讲到,
I was preaching there.
我去参观列宁格拉全世界最著名的几个博物馆之一,
I went to visit one of the most famous museums in Leningrad,
还有去看到这个俄国里面最好的这个美术馆,
and the best museum, art museum in Russia,
在普希金的这个美术馆里面,
in the art museum in Pushkin,
有许多伟大的图画,
there were great paintings.
在Hermitage的博物馆里面,
in the museum in Hermitage,
有一些最伟大的图画,
there were the greatest paintings,
最伟大的藏品,
and the greatest art collection.
那是全世界只有三个超过250万收藏品的三大博物馆之一, 就是 Hermitage.
It is one of the three museums with more than 2.5 million artifacts.
那么呢, 我看到一张的图画,
I saw a painting,
我看到我吓了一跳,
and I was astonished.
因为我站在那个图画面前10分钟我不能走,
I stood there for 10 minutes observing it.
我就一步一步分析思想图画家心灵深处要表达的是什么,
and I analyzed the painting wanting to understand the painter.
一个伟大的图画,
a great painting,
是最伟大的哲学在画面上的表现,
it's actually an expression of the best philosophy.
所以一个艺术家不用语言不用文字, 用艺术表达哲学,
an artist expresses himself not through words but with painting.
那么这张图画画什么,
what was this painting about?
话与基督教有关系的东西,
it was related to Christianity.
这是很难得的事情,
this was something quite rare.
因为当苏联统治, 共产党统治大地的时候,
when Russia was under communism,
他们尽量减少基督教的影响,
they wanted to reduce the influence of Christianity.
1969年的时候,
in 1969,
我在东柏林的这个共产党的博物馆里面。
I was visiting a museum in East Berlin.
看到东柏林的博物馆整个里面只有两张与基督教有关系的图画。
I found only two paintings related to Christianity.
许多与共产革命有关系的图画。
Everything else was about communist revolution.
艺术也被政治化了。
So even art become politicized.
那么在这个这俄国的博物馆里面
，in this Russian museum，
发现一张与基督教有关系的图画。
I saw a Christian painting.
所以我就很兴趣了。
And so I was interested.
为什么这张图共产党把它放在这里
？Why was this painting allowed to be displayed？
因为这张图是讥笑基督教的。
This painting actually laughs at Christianity.
讽刺基督教。
And insults Christianity.
这个图画大概有两公尺半那么宽。
About 2.5 meters wide,
大概有一公尺一那么高
，1.1 meters tall，
算是相当大的图画
，pretty large。
图画的最右边
，on the most right side，
是一些跪在地上伸出手来穿着蹂躏衣服的乞丐
，there were beggars that were kneeling on the floor。
那图画最大的部分
，but the largest portion of the painting
就是一个这个很漂亮的大理石的桌子。
Depicted a very beautiful marble table.
桌子的旁边呢是一堆教父、一堆主教、一些这个教会的最重要的领袖。
And most important religious leaders like bishops and all that were depicted.
大吃大喝。
And they were all having a meal.
那么他们吃喝的时候呢
？And when they're having a banquet.
因为喝了酒醉。
Because they were drunk.
甚至把这个布巾领带都放在口里吃。
They were eating the napkins.
这表示了贪而无厌。
It means they were so greedy.
荒淫醉酒。
And they were having a decadent lifestyle.
非常世俗的教会的领袖。
All these people are very secular.
那么桌子上的东西多得不得了。
But they were huge amount of food.
所以他们吃的又丰富，差不多同弟子喷出来一样。
And they had so much food as if it's overflowing from the nose.
穿的衣服绫罗绸缎，吃的山珍海味。
They were dressed at their best.
那么图画的最左边呢
？And on the left side
是一个大理石的耶稣钉十字架的这一个雕刻。
There was a sculpture, marble sculpture of
Jesus Christ. 已经快要倒下来了。
Crucified Christ about to fall.
这张图很吸引我。
So I was very interested in the painting.
我站在那边差不多十分钟，一直看。
I kept observing for about 10 minutes.
那么跟我到博物馆的几个弟兄姊妹，他们不耐烦，他们就看别的东西。
And those other brothers that were with me were impatient. They ran off.
因为每一个人到一个重要的地区，都有他不同的精神的选择。
Everybody when they arrive at a certain place have different selections.
我要把这些文化、历史、宗教、信仰、社会、经济全部全盘的拿来分析。明白这张艺术到底要讲什么
？And I want to analyze this painting from all angles possible.
其实这个要表达的是什么呢
？What was the painting trying to say?
就是表达了在人民最痛苦、穷人多得不得了的时候。
It means that when the people were at its height, at the worst of its poverty.
还有一些人呢，为了自肥，他们过了最享受、最舒服的生活。
The painting says there are some people are still very greedy and enjoying themselves.
穷人穷得不得了，讨饭都没得吃。
They allow the beggars to be starving to death.
那么这些东西呢，是穿牧师、穿主教衣服的宗教领袖。
But the depiction was that these greedy people were the religious leaders.
共产主义对当时教会的讽刺。
So this is an insult that communism has for the people.
那么基督教的信仰在哪里呢
？So where is Christianity here?
在耶稣钉十字架的这个图表里面。
It was depicted in the marble crucifixion.
这个雕刻呢，为什么斜斜歪下来
？Why was this crucifixion hanging down?
基督教要倒下去。
It trying to imply that Christianity is about to fall.
耶稣已经死了2000年了。
Jesus has been dead for 2000 years.
过时落伍的东西。
Something that is archaic.
里面伟大的理想已经硬化了。
All the important teachings have already been gone.
大理石是硬的。
Because the marble stone is hard.
大理石虽然是雕得很好的。
Although it was a beautiful sculpture.
但是死的。
But it is dead.
是硬的。
It is hard.
是冷冰冰的。
It is cold.
所以这里呢，就活生生的描写当时社会的三种情形。
The painter depicted three scenarios of the society.
失去效用的信仰。
A faith that has lost its purpose.
自肥自利的宗教领袖。
A religious leader that is self-indulgent.
跟民不聊生的大众百姓。
And the suffering masters.
所以我一直看的时候。
So as I observed it,
我怪不得那个时候需要革命，而且百姓很欢迎共产主义的来到。
I thought that this is the reason why the people welcome communism.
这样的共产党在苏俄曾经有70多年的统治期。
And therefore communism was in the Soviet Union for 70 odd years.
但是同一天。
But the same day,
我们在苏尔讲道的时候,
when we were preaching there,
我们碰到同样的情形,
we met the same situation.
当时1996年的时候,
in 1996,
共产党已经解体了,
the communists were gone.
政府已经开始要不得不接受民主其他的意见,
and the government was beginning to accept other opinions.
那些过去共产主义最高的领袖,
the highest leaders of communism,
他们在苏俄住了最好的房子,
they were living in the best homes,
用最好的汽车,
they had the best cars,
他们掌握了最多最多的原子能的秘密,
and they had the most secret of nuclear weapons,
还有许多原子弹武器等等,
and a lot of nuclear weapons.
当时美国很怕 苏联把原子弹扩散到附近的国家去,
back then America was afraid of the proliferation of nuclear weapons,
因为这些共产主义的头子,
all these communist leaders,
他们知道日子不久了,
they knew their time was up,
所以他们用他们的特权把自己的币民卖掉, 在国际中间赚了一大堆的钱,
and so they made money by selling off state secrets.
当天呢, 就有一些人对我们说, 他们一个月的薪水只有25块美金,
they say that officially they only receive $25 a month.
我们进到俄国去,
but when we enter Russia,
两个礼拜出来的时候,
after 2 weeks,
就两个礼拜, 币值降低差不多一半,
their currency fell in its value by half.
所以他们的钱, 俄国钱, 这25块美金, 到了两个礼拜以后只值12块半美金,
because 2 weeks later the currency is only worth 12.5 US dollars. So many people couldn't live anymore.
当我看见那幅画,
when I saw the painting,
在思想那天所见到情形,
and I think look back at what I have been experienced,
共产党,
the communists,
那个时候所做的工作,
the work that they had done,
就是尽量刮国家的财富,
was to try to exploit the country.
百姓呢, 被他们统治的时候,
when the people were under their rule,
已经到穷得不得了的地步,
they were so extremely poor.
这个情形就跟那个图画情形一样啊,
so the picture sort of depicts the same thing.
我是不会替基督徒讲话,
I will not speak for Christians.
我是很会责备基督徒的,
but I will rebuke Christians.
我是不会替牧师讲话,
I will not speak for the pastors.
敢讲牧师不对的地方,
I boldly rebuke them.
那么你说唐牧师, 你是做上帝的仆人替谁讲话?
But you say, Dr. Tong, you are a servant of God.
我为神的道讲话,
I will speak for the word of God.
为真理讲话,
for the truth.
我讲的话是照圣经的原则的时候,
and when I speak based on the principles of the Bible,
我相信好的人, 无论基督徒, 无论非基督徒, 都会接受,
I believe that a good person, Christian or not, will accept it.
坏的人, 特别是坏的牧师传道, 坏的会友, 一定很讨厌我的,
a bad person, especially a bad pastor or Christian, would all hate me.
但我不是人的仆人,
but I am not a servant of man.
我是神的仆人,
I am servant of the Almighty.
所以我把这些把它带出来做比较的时候,
so when I make a comparison,
我发现每一个时代都是用最高的理想, 轰轰烈烈的上阵台,
I find that in every generation politicians have great aspirations.
过了许久以后,
but after a long time,
自己慢慢腐烂掉下来,
they themselves will become corrupted.
自己发现自己没有办法遵循自己所讲的理想,
they will find that they cannot reach their own ideals.
所以历史继续不断的重演,
and history will repeat itself.
这是证明人类是在 堕落线的下面,
this proves that we are all fallen.
所以呢, 这是很可怕的事情,
something very frightening.
当我们用爱作为口头禅的时候,
when we say we love each other as a figure of speech,
我们用爱作为我们教育的目标跟理想的时候,
and when we use love as our hope, our goal,
我们自己的生活到底怎么样呢?
What about our very lives?
爱是生命的要素,
love is an essence of life.
我们因爱而结合,
we come together because of love.
因恨而分解,
but we separate because of hatred.
今天有多少人登报纸, 我爱他, 我终身愿意娶他做妻子, 我们呢, 这个心智相同, 所以我们呢, 山盟海誓, 永远做夫妻。
Many people put up advertisement to say that, well, they'll love each other until the end of the world.
两年以后呢,
but 2 years later,
我们志不同, 道不同,
another advertisement will come out.
所以我们从今各自分道扬镳, 好像不相识的人一样的,
you will say that we have differing opinions, so now we separate.
但是还没有离婚以前,
but before the divorce,
孩子生出来了,
the children would have come.
孩子生出来是爱的结晶,
and the children is a combination of the love.
生命又活下去是恨的这个果效,
but they will live a life of result of hatred.
那怎么办呢?
What would we do then?
所以爱既然是生命最重要的要素,
Since love is the most important essence of life,
我们一定要回到上帝的面前,
we must return to God.
因为只有上帝才是爱,
only God is love.
只有在上帝里面你找到真正的爱,
you can only find true love in God.
只有上帝的爱才是永远的不自私的是舍己成全别人的。
Only God's love is unselfish and self-sacrifice.
所以讲我们今天研究爱的时候,
when we study about love,
我们是从理念界研究人的理想的,
we try to understand the ideal of mankind.
或者我们从属灵的实体研究神怎么样降卑自己，怎么样牺牲来爱我们。
Or do we study spiritually to see how God has given up his own life in the love for us?
我们一定从这两条路去研究。
We will always study in these two manners.
一个文化高超到一个地步的时候,
when a culture is very advanced,
没有可能不讨论到爱的事情。
They will surely study about love.
一个文化堕落以前,
but before the fall of a culture,
没有可能不在爱的本质上先堕落, 然后社会才堕落。
They will firstly have fallen in the area of love.
当今天的社会,
the society today,
爱变质的时候,
when the essence of love changed,
人民道德的本质一定变质。
The morality of the people would change.
当今天的家庭生活,
in the family today,
真正的爱离开的时候,
when true love disappears,
一定没有能力建立下一代的人格,
you will not be able to establish the character of the next generation.
爱是最重要的,
so love is most important.
爱是最需要的,
love is most needed.
爱是最影响一个人的生命的,
love most influence our lives.
但是我们就在爱的事情上没有谦卑就是神给我们的原则。
But we have not learned humbly the principle of God.
也没有专心仰望神爱的源头所给我们的力量。
And we have not tapped on the source of strength from God.
所以24世纪有一个心理学家这么说,
a psychologist in the 20th century said,
人类最大的危机不是原子弹的问题,
the greatest crisis of humanity is not nuclear weapons.
用今天的话来讲,
using today's language,
人类最大的危机不是SARS的问题,
our greatest crisis is not SARS.
我们最大的问题是真爱已经离开了真正的人间,
our greatest crisis is that true love has left humanity.
停留在理念界,
it is now in our idealism.
停留在课堂里面,
it is faced in our
classrooms. 停留在口头上,
it stays upon our lips.
约翰一书告诉我们,
First John says,
爱不是在言语与口头上的,
love is not just spoken.
爱是行为与诚实上的,
love is to be seen in our action and our integrity.
像如果在你的生命中间,
within your lives,
你真正遇到有人用真心诚实的爱来爱你,
if you find someone who truly loves you,
你应当感谢上帝,
you ought to give thanks to God.
如果你的父母对你爱不是真心的,
if your parents do not love you truly,
你应当回到上帝的面前,
you need to return to God.
神的爱是永远的是真实的,
only the love of God is true eternally.
当保罗提完了关于恩赐的教会中间应用的这些章节以后,
after the apostle Paul finished talking about gifts in the church,
他就提到生活，提到这个我们平常的行为以及我们侍奉的问题。
He spoke about ministry and the way we lead our everyday life.
在这里他讲这句话,
and then he said,
爱人不可虚假,
love must be sincere.
这句话非常的重要,
this is very important.
如果你用虚假的爱，那根本不是爱。
If you love falsely, it is not true love.
不是爱，为什么人家说是爱呢？
But why would people consider it as love?
许多人还没有看出你所谓的爱的表面现象的背后真正的动机是什么。
Because people have not seen your true motive.
所以这是很危险的事情。
This is something very dangerous.
我们中国人有成语说呢，画虎画皮难画骨。
The Chinese say when you draw a tiger, you can draw the skin, but you cannot illustrate the bone.
第二句话是什么呢？ 知人知面不知心。
And following it says, we may know a person, know his face, but we don't know his heart.
所以我们许多有笑里藏刀的事情。
And so many a times our smile hides our danger.
我们有许多有甜言蜜语隐藏诡计阴险的事情。
Our sweet nothings will hide danger.
所以我们要怎样才分辨出真正的爱跟不真正的爱呢？
How would we be able to tell the difference?
这是很不容易的事情。
This is something very difficult.
保罗对基督徒说,
the apostle Paul says to Christians,
如果你对人有爱,
if you love someone,
你不可虚假,
you must be sincere.
或者是你一定要诚实地表示你的爱。
You must show your love with all honesty.
你的爱要有真正的本质诚实在里面。
The love must have its true essence.
彼得也讲同样的话语。
Peter said the same thing.
你们就要彼此切实相爱。
He says, love each other truly.
保罗也讲这样的话。
The apostle Paul says the same.
你们要爱心说诚实话。
You ought to speak the truth in love.
这是很重要的事情。
This is something very important.
中国的孔子提到爱的问题。
Confucius also spoke about love.
中国的孟子提到爱的问题。
Mencius spoke about love.
孔孟子觉得爱是仁爱。
When they talk about love, they talk about brotherly love.
墨子的爱是兼爱。
Mencius talk about relationship love.
孙中山先生提到博爱。
Dr. Sun Yat-sun talk about universal love.
男女什么都不懂，只懂得恋爱。
Well, only men and women only talk about love between couples.
保罗在这里说什么呢？
But the Apostle Paul says, 你们
爱人不可虚假。
Love must be sincere.
当然这里不是提到男女的事情。
This is not about romantic love.
婚姻需要真正的爱。
Marriage needs true love.
但是这里所讲的是人际关系中间，无论老少，无论是平等年龄，无论是同种族，或者是国际之间的人际关系。
Here is talking about relationship, love in relationship.
也就是保罗在别处圣经所讲的，无论是希利尼人，无论是犹太人，无论是男人，无论是女人，无论是主人，无论是仆人，在基督里都成为一了。
The Apostle Paul says it doesn't matter whether you're Greek or Jew, man or woman, master or slave, in Christ we are all one.
在这里就提到了，在基督里面，我们应当有一种平等的爱。
It means that in Christ we need to have a love of equality.
这种平等的爱就不再分国民种族的分别了。
In this love there is no segregation.
也不分男女的性别。
It doesn't matter whether you are man or woman.
更不分社会地位的分别。
And certainly not in accordance to your social status.
当时在罗马的时代，做主人的可以随意鞭打杀害他自己的奴仆。
Back in the Roman society, a master could just kill the slave.
罗马的宪法里面说，奴仆是你的私人产业。
In the Roman constitution, a slave is like a private property.
所以你要苦待他，你有权利。
You have the right to do anything you want.
他是你用钱买来的，所以他的主权已经不存在了。
A slave is a person that is bought with a
price. 你有主权，事情在他的身上。
The master has full authority.
他的生死决定在你手中。
He can decide life and death.
古代的世界，男人是欺负女人。
In the ancient society, it is dominated by the male.
男女根本不是平等。
There is no equality of the sexes.
种族根本不平等。
Nor of the race.
社会的身份根本不平等。
Nor of the social status.
就这些主人以及仆人根本不平等。
Nor of between master and servants.
圣经里面讲这句话的时候。
When the Bible says this.
无论是主人是仆人。
It doesn't matter whether you are master or slave.
无论是男是女。
Man or woman,
无论是希腊人是犹太人
，Greek or Jew，
在基督里都成为一了。
In Christ we are all one。
这是当时社会一个革命性的理论。
Back then it was a revolutionary thought。
啊，这不但是理论而已。
Not only was it just a thought，
这已经在基督教的实际生活中间真正行出来了。
It was something that is real in the life of Christians。
基督教在当时的社会。
Christianity back then
产生一个势如排山倒海不可遏止的一个力量
had tremendous influence that could not be stopped
经过两三百年以后呢
2 to 300 years later
我们看见整个罗马帝国都变成基督教的地盘了
we see the entire Roman Empire being Christianized
上帝的爱改变了整个社会
the love of God changed the entire society
这以前主人是主人奴仆是奴仆
Before this, the master and the slave were separated.
这以前战胜国是战胜国，战败国是奴隶国。
The victor and the defeated one are separated.
这以前有受文化的人是高级社会的人，没有读书的人是奴才。
The civilized are of a higher status than uneducated slaves.
这种上帝爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。
But since God so loved the world and gave him his, the world, he got himself.
一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who believe in him may not perish but have eternal life.
就把整个古代的社会改变过来了。
And that changed the entire ancient society.
罗马帝国的奴隶制度几百年以后就消失了。
And the system of slavery in the Roman Empire disappeared.
从前社会地位的分歧后来慢慢就解除了。
And all the segregation in the society disappeared.
那里有教会，那里有新社会。
Where there is a church, there will be a new society.
哪里有神的救赎, 哪里有新的生活?
Where there is salvation of God, there will be new life.
哪里有被圣灵重生的人, 他们的新生命的表现一定不一样。
Where there are people who are born of the Holy Spirit, there will be new expression of life.
上帝的爱来到人间,
the love of God came among us,
产生了一片和平的现象,
and brought us peace.
人与人之间彼此尊重。
Men are reconciled with each other,
彼此相爱,
and they love one another.
就是照着这一节圣经的意义,
based on verses like this.
爱人不可虚假,
love must be sincere.
爱在东方讨论过，西方讨论过。
Love has been discussed both east and west.
爱在宗教、在文化、在哲学里面都是重要的。
It is important in religion, in philosophy.
但是圣经有一节。
But there is a verse in the Bible.
整个人类历史中间关于爱的分水岭,
it becomes a milestone in the entire humanity.
这个时代的观念的开始,
it actually draws a line in time space.
那一些圣经在哪里呢?
Where is this verse?
在约翰一书三章十六节。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 16.
既然你们不必看啊, 你只有记下来就好了。 我们每一个基督徒都知道约翰福音三章十六节。
We all know John 3:16.
但很少基督徒知道约翰一书三章十六节。
But few Christians know about 1 John 3:16.
约翰三章十六节，我们都知道上帝爱世人，圣经上他的主就是赐给他们。
We all know this verse very well, John 3:16.
但约翰一书三章十六节说什么呢？
But 1 John 3:16 says,
基督为我们舍命。
Christ laid down his life for us.
我们从此 才知道什么叫做爱。
This is how we know what love is.
这样一句话,
such a verse,
就把人类历史破成两半,
segregated human history into two halves.
你怎么讨论爱, 你都不明白的。
You can't understand love no matter how hard you discuss.
因为你还没有知道什么叫做基督为我们舍命。
You have not found out what it means when you say Christ died for us.
这句话从约翰口里讲出来。
But when the apostle John wrote this,
最适合不过的。
It is most appropriate.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为彼得没有在十字架下看见耶稣怎么死。
The Apostle Peter did not witness the death of Jesus Christ.
雅各在耶稣钉十字架的时候已经逃走了。
Nor the Apostle James who ran away.
马太,
Matthew,
巴多罗买,
Bartholomew,
多马,
Thomas,
撒太,
Petrus,
其他的人,
and all these other
disciples,
all of them ran from Calcutta.
在十字架下面记载的门徒只有一个。
Only one disciple remained.
就是耶稣最年轻的门徒, Johann.
The youngest disciple, John.
你可以想到约翰一个人心里很难过, 我的主被定, 我怎么可以逃走? 所以他就慢慢以忧伤的心走回哥大山。
You can imagine how sad he was that his Lord was crucified and he did not escape.
当他走到山上的时候,
when he reached the Calvary,
他亲眼看见我的主是这样死,
with his own eyes he witnessed how his Lord died.
这样死死,
how he gave of his
这样被定,
life, how he was crucified,
鲜血一滴一滴流下来,
how his blood flowed down,
他竟然口没有说凶下的话,
and he did not have words of
hatred, 他竟然为别人祷告,
and he still prayed for others,
父啊, 赦免他们,
Father forgive them,
因为他们所做的, 他们不知道,
for they know not what they are doing,
他竟然见那最大的强盗,
and he accepted the greatest robber,
对他应许一个金的, 我实实在在告诉你, 我与你一同在乐园里面,
and promised him that today he will be in paradise.
他竟然这么照顾他的母亲,
and he took care of his mother,
思念到别人的需要,
and he thought about the need of others,
不是要人照顾他的痛苦,
not for his own pain and suffering.
最困难的时候还是有心去关怀别人,
in the depth of his suffering he took care of others.
约翰一直看, 眼泪一直流下来, 一句话都不能讲,
the apostle John kept looking at it and kept weeping.
这个意象,
this vision,
这个经验,
and the experience,
这个感受,
this feeling,
使他年老的时候写下了这么伟大的两节圣经,
enabled him to write such great verses in his own
way.
God so loved the world that he gave the world his only son.
在约翰一书三章十六节又讲另外一句伟大的话,
and in 1 John 3:16,
基督为我们舍命, 我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
所以我说这一节的圣经把人类历史破成两半。
So I say this verse segregated human history into two halves.
这一节圣经是爱的观念的分水岭。
And this verse is the definitive verse about love.
这以前孔子谈爱,孟子谈爱,老子谈爱,墨子谈爱,都谈不清楚。
Before this, all the Chinese philosophers talk about love, but they are not clear about it.
这以前柏拉图谈爱,苏格拉底谈爱,阿里斯多德谈爱,都谈不清楚。
Or in the West, Plato, Socrates, Aristotle talk about love.
约翰的贡献很大。
So the contribution of John was great.
我告诉你，约翰对全世界的影响超过苏格拉底对全世界的影响。John
had greater influence on the world more so than Socrates.
因为今天全世界多少万、多少千万、多少万的人，每个礼拜要研究思想约翰的书信。
Millions of people all over the world study the works of John today.
没有人像基督徒超过十多亿的人是每个礼拜。
No other people are like the Christian, more than a billion of us always listening to the word of God every
有没有一亿的人每个礼拜去听苏格拉底?
Are there 100 million people listening to Socrates?
约翰对你说什么呢?
What did John say?
基督为我们舍命,
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. This is how we know what love is.
反面的思想来回溯这一话的意义的时候,
if you think about this from another angle,
这句话的意思是, 如果你没有看到基督舍命从心灵知道这件事的话,
this verse can be interpreted as saying, if you do not know that Jesus died for you,
你从来不知道什么叫做爱,
you would never have known what love is.
你是从你犯罪以后的本能,
maybe from the instinct of your sinful body,
你是从你主观的下载,
and from your subjective
narrow-mindedness,
from your tradition and concepts from your environment,
你讲讲你爱爱,
you talk about love, but it is not possible for you to truly know about love.
基督为我们舍命,
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
就知道什么叫做爱。
This is how we know what love is.
我们也应当为弟兄舍命。
And so we need to give our life for our brothers.
这里的爱完全不是以自己的自私做出发点。
This love does not start from selfish desires.
这里的爱不是为了我需要得到什么所以不得不爱他, 免得他跑掉。
This love does not come from possession of another person.
人的爱是用各样的诡计多端做了陷阱, 把他要俘虏的人拉来, 利用, 损害又丢掉。
Very often our love is to make use of another person, and we use all sorts of tricks to get that person.
基督为我们舍命,
but Jesus died for us.
我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。
This is how we know what love is.
所以这些的观念总结合起来,
when we summarize all these concepts,
就成为圣经对信徒生活的一个要求。
This becomes a demand that the Bible has for Christians.
你们相爱,
when you love one another,
要切实,
it must be real.
爱人不可虚假,
and sincere.
这句话太伟大了,
this is a great verse indeed.
我们爱人有假的吗?
It is possible to love someone falsely. Are we concerned because of other things? Are we just putting up a show?
我们爱人是真实的吗?
Do we truly love another person?
如果我们对人的爱有虚假的成分,
if there is falsehood in our love,
我们就应当悔改,
we need to repent,
我们应当自省,
and review ourselves,
应当求圣灵光照我们,
and ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate us,
除去我们那不纯洁的感情,
that he will take away our impure emotions.
爱人不可虚假,
love must be sincere.
这里虽然我要提到爱的七件重要的事情,
I want to mention seven important things about love.
为什么爱是这样重要的?
Why is love so important?
一样,
firstly,
因为爱是上帝的本质,
love is what God is all about.
Love is the substance of God.
It's the substance of God.
上帝就是爱,
God is love.
这句话不可能出现在回教的圣经里面,
this cannot appear in the Muslim Quran.
这个不可能出现在佛教的经里面,
or in the Buddhist scripture.
不可能出现在别的宗教的经典里面,
or in the scriptures of other faith.
唯一出现的就是圣经的话语,
we can only see this in the Bible.
上帝是光,
God is light.
上帝是爱,
God is love.
上帝是生命,
God is life.
上帝是灵,
God is spirit.
特别上帝就是爱,
especially God is love.
只有这一本书这样讲的,
can only be found in this Bible.
有一些回教徒说, 回教的可兰经也有这样的话,
some Muslims say the Quran also have this.
那我就问他们在哪里啊?
So I will ask them from where.
他们就提出哪一章哪一节说, 上帝是 Rahimnia, Rahmania,
and they will find verses to describe God as
Rahimnia. Rahmania 什么意思呢?
What does this word mean?
上帝充满慈爱,
it means God is filled with compassion.
上帝富于怜悯,
and he is merciful.
上帝充满慈爱, 富于怜悯, 不等于 上帝就是爱,
but compassion and mercy is not love.
他有爱,
there is an element of love in there.
跟他就是爱,
It's different from he is love.
是不一样的。
Two different things.
只有圣经讲这句话。
Only the Bible says so.
爱为什么是重要的？
Why is love important?
爱是上帝的本质。
It is because it is the substance of God.
基督徒在爱里面过生活的时候,
when a Christian lives in love,
切实的爱里面过生活的时候,
and when he lives love in his life,
就是住在上帝里面,
you are living in God.
这是约翰一书第四章的定义。
This is found in 1 John chapter 4.
那住在爱里面的就是住在上帝里面。
Those who live in love live in God.
当你真正的爱的时候,
when you truly love,
你不是把爱当作手段,
when you do not make use of love,
你是自己通过爱住在爱里面才把真的爱流露出去。
When you seek to live in love, you will express true love.
第二样,
secondly,
为什么爱是重要的?
Why is love important?
因为爱是一切善行最基本的动力。
It is the most fundamental power of all good works.
如果你不是出于爱心,
if it is not because of love,
你有许多的好行为都没有用。
All your good works means nothing.
你周济贫穷,
if you give to the poor,
人家称赞你,
and you get praises,
人家称你是大慈善家,
when people say you are great philanthropist,
其实只有上帝知道为什么你周济贫穷。
Only God knows why you help the poor.
因为你要吊大名,
maybe you want fame,
你要出名,
maybe you want to be famous,
使大家纪念你是有贡献于民族的可以骄傲, 借此做别的事情。
And you want to be proud for the name so that you can accomplish other things.
所以这种善行的本身就不是真正的良善。
This good work in itself is not true good work.
在拉丁文里面,
in Latin,
良善是叫做巴门。
Good means the barman.
最高的良善叫做萨曼巴门。
The best one is called Samambaman.
Samambaman就是submit goodness. The supreme good.
The ultimate good. Yes.
是最高最高的善。
The highest good.
如果你做一件事情是好事情,
if you do something that is good,
这件事背后别的东西去达到另外一件事,
but if you have other motives,
那这就不是最高的,
this is not the best good.
所以你虽然行了这个善, 还有别的目的, 这个善就不是最高的善,
the good work will not be considered as the best.
这种哲学,
this sort of philosophy,
在希腊人的讨论里面已经提过了,
has already been seen in Greek philosophy.
到了启蒙主义的时代,
at the age of enlightenment,
叫做启蒙主义又叫做开明世纪,
and it is the age of enlightenment,
这个德文叫做 of clear,
it's of clear,
英文叫做 enlightenment,
enlightenment in English.
这个时代就从十七世纪开始,
it started from the 17th century.
有一些人就思想道德的问题, 思想善行的问题,
some people thought about what good work is all about.
那么普通没有受过思想训练的人,
those who have not been trained in thinking,
他说这个人对人很好,
we say, wow, this is a good person.
这个人爱帮助穷人,
he likes to help the poor.
他就是行善的人,
he is a good man.
但是当你发现他行善背后有其他动机的时候，你就知道他这个不是真正的善。
When you discover that he has other motives, then it's not true good work.
透过这些好事,
through all these good deeds,
你可以得到更大的机会去贪污。
You can get greater opportunity to be corrupted, and get more business because of your faith.
你所做的好事, 不是用好的动机去做,
the motive for the good works were not good.
那你的动机不善, 你的行善也就不善,
and so the good works means nothing.
反正善行还有更高的目的的话,
if there is another purpose for good works,
善行的本身不是你爱善, 是你利用善,
you are actually making use of good works.
你既然利用善, 你就是不善,
since you are using it, you are not good.
善不在最高的层次, 就不是最高的善,
it is not the highest good.
所以这种好行为不是三门八门。
So we can't call this a summon bomb.
到了法国大革命的时候,
when the French Revolution came,
有一个哲学家叫 Voltaire,
an important philosopher called Voltaire,
他讲一句话,
Voltaire said,
他说许多所谓慈善家,
all these so-called philanthropists,
是最有眼光的自私自利的人,
they are selfish people with great insight,
因为他们用小钱,
using a little bit of money,
好像做好事,
they seem to be doing good things,
去达到更邪恶 平常人看不见的有利自己的目的,
but they achieve greater evil goals for themselves.
当你明白这些的时候,
when you understand all this,
你会吓了一跳,
you may be very astonished.
这个世界有许多虚假的爱,
that there are many hypocritical love in the world.
人类回到这一节圣经是很必要, 很必须的一件事情。
Indeed, we need to return back to this verse.
单单这一节圣经,
just this verse alone,
全人类好遵行的话,
if all humanity follows it,
这个社会就改变,
the society will change,
罪恶就减少了,
sin will be reduced,
监牢就空了,
The prison will be empty.
审判官就没有事情做,
the judges will have nothing to do.
如果大家回到这句圣经的话,
if everybody returned back to this verse,
善行就不是被利用的,
many good works will not be made use of.
所以说爱是第二件很重要的事情,
and so the second important thing about love,
第二点,
is this.
因为它就是一切善行的动力,
love is the source of all good works.
第一点,
the first one,
爱是重要的,
love is important,
因为是神的本性,
because it is the substance of
第二点,
God.
爱是重要的,
the second reason love is important,
因为是一切善行的动力,
it is the source of all good works.
第三,
thirdly,
爱是重要的,
love is important,
因为爱是一切道德的总归,
it is the final goal of all morality,
律法的结论,
it is the summary of all laws,
一切诫命的动机,
and it is the motive of all commandments. I've explained this to you before.
如果爱就一定甘心不是勉强的,
if you love someone, you'll be willing.
如果勉强就不一定是爱,
if you're not willing, it may not be love.
怎么可以把爱跟命令连在一起呢?
How can love be linked with command?
命令你要爱,
I command you to love.
我爱还要你命令,
I really love willingly.
所以你看到爱跟命令 很难调节,
it seems to be difficult to compromise. But this is what the Bible says.
旧约圣经说,
the Old Testament says, know this, the greatest commandment.
尽心,
that you are to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul.
是爱人如己,
and love others as yourself.
所以把爱跟命令放在一起,
the Bible linked love with command. This is what psychologists cannot understand.
你越研究,
the more you study,
你的学问越大,
the more knowledge you have.
再来听上帝的道, 你才知道世界所谓的大学问是很浅的。
And then you listen to the word of God.